This is the technical difficulties, and we are playing. Two of these people are lying because two of these people will be. And they are Chris Joel.
Hello.
Gary Brannan.
Good day. Oh no! Bollocks! Never mind, start again. I should do a proper line there, shouldn't I?
And Matt Gray.
You've missed your chance.
It's unfair, you know. You'll never know what it was going to be, but it was absolutely peach.
And what we're doing today is Tom is going to try and see which one of us three are lying. We have all gone through our phones, looked at a Wikipedia article, a different one each, written down the title on a piece of paper down here, and Tom picks one. One of us tells the truth about what that article's about. Yes, you can see the pen all over me. And the other two lie because we've never seen the article before.
All right. Are we all ready?
Well, yeah, I demonstrated my readiness at the start.
We are looking for Duryard, or a Duryard. Duryard.
Duryard.
Matt, why don't you kick us off?
Have a drink of tea. Have a think.
Drinking me tea, ain't I?
I should point out that that apparently there may be swaps of handwriting going on here, so I cannot tell who has written Duryard. Matt, why don't you kick us off?
Anton Duryard, cricketer, unfortunately. I was reading the article and I knew none of the words. So I'm gonna have to bluff this.
Gary can make some up.
Well, the article was just Duryard.
Yeah.
Like Prince.
He was just known as Duryard.
Only with a bat.
All right. Gary.
A town in the southwest of Britain.
Chris.
Which is weird because it must be named, the town I found in Nebraska must be named for it.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good.
Oh, now, either that's a brilliant strategy or Gary preempted whatever is going on here. We're gonna start with Matt. Matt, the cricketer. Did you understand any of the cricket terms that were in there?
Not really, but the reason he's known as Duryard is because when he, I'm gonna have to use a proper cricketing phrase here. Did a good thing.
Did a good thing.
He was known for going Duryard. And there's a photo of him on the article with like both hands up and like that kind of.
Sorry, both hands up and what?
Into the camera, please. All right,
So it just called. He was given the mononym.
Mononym.
From his cry, let's say.
The word mononym has suddenly slightly convinced me that this is not rubbish. All right. Do you know what he did that was good?
No, it wasn't like once. It was whenever.
Oh right.
Obviously, he got points or
runs. I believe the term is. Well, any time he got the runs,
he went Duryard.
Or.
Grew up in Australia. Oh. I might have said New South Wales. Is that a place in?
Yeah.
Australia?
Yeah.
That
was either a really good bluff or...
You know what I'm like with places.
Unless they're Latin named, yes.
This tea idea has really worked out for
us. I just really want a drink. I bought it earlier and then I'm coming up with the article setting up the cameras and didn't have time to drink it. Yeah, it was in New South Wales in Australia, and it said something about his cricketing career in different places, and was it like T20 something or other in it? It said different cricketing.
You poked up there, Gary.
Is this the way I'm sat?
Yeah, the T20.
T20 is actually a cricket thing. So again,
fast cricket.
Either these are things that were in the article that you've plucked words out of, or they're things down in the back of your camera.
We're talking about cricket. You carry on doing the episode.
all the things in the back of your head. Well, I'm not sure on that. All right. Gary.
Yes.
Duryard, a town in the southwest of the UK.
Yes.
Yeah. What's there?
Exeter.
Is this a small town spread very thin around Exeter?
It's a county town. It has an entire county.
Sorry, can I, hands up, I misunderstood your question. I thought you were asking what's in the southwest, to which my answer was Exeter. I didn't realise you were asking about the town of Duryard.
Is Duryard famous for anything?
For the people who live there. It's the centre of their existence, thank you very much. Most of which are students.
Students? Duryard
University.
Wait. Because it's near Exeter,
yeah.
That students at the University of Exeter live there. There's probably a meaning behind it.
The other two players here are both have their head in their hands.
And well, they might. At the rightness of the information I am imparting to you.
I'm just imagining the hoodies that say "Der Yard U."
Well, it's not. It's Exeter. It's a hall of a place they live.
What I like about these, Gary, is that whether you're telling the truth or not, you are extremely confident in what you're saying. Chris, the town in Nebraska. I'm guessing
the real town of, like, I don't know, some places in the southwest of England.
One of us speaks the truth, the other only lies.
Yeah, Nebraska. Incorporated 1870 by Charles Duryat. Notable for nothing very much, being in the Corn Belt, except a stopping place for the late Westward expansion.
Westward!
Westward expansion. Not Westward. Westward is not expanding.
I don't know, he's getting older, isn't he? He's probably...
He's still
I mean, my respect to him, I've not managed it, and I'm at least 5 years younger than him.
I mean, I'm just going to cut straight to the chase on this one. I think it's Chris. Matt, I appreciate Anton Duryat.
And so does New South Wales.
I appreciate the word mononym that came out of nowhere.
I love the word mononym.
And many things that... But I believe you've pulled them from your head. I don't think it's you.
Gary,
I don't think there's a town called Duryat near Exeter where there's a university.
Chris, I didn't say a university then.
Chris, I believe you. Am I right?
No, there isn't a university in Duryat, Nebraska either.
There is no Duryat, Nebraska.
There is no Duryat, Nebraska.
So we all know I'm wrong.
So two of the people you've just been really quite dismissive about. Mm,
at least 50% of them have every right to be very upset. Mm. I'd say more like 75% the way you've treated some of them.
And one of us kept coming up with facts when you were asking, and the other one kept talking around in circles.
One of the two people opposite us did the thing you like,
Matt,
which is give key details.
Matt, have I picked your article for the third time in a row?
You're saying it's me?
Yeah.
I was the one that was talking around in circles. He kept giving you facts.
I did!
There's a town called Duryat with a university in it.
Duryat is an ancient heir of Exeter in Devon. Once the hunting land of the Anglo-Saxon kings, the name comes from the Anglo-Saxon deer, which means deer, and gird, which means fold. Today, much of the air is occupied by the University of Exeter, which has a hall of residence named Duryat.
Blimey. Nope. Unfortunately...
Get the wrong one.
Unfortunately, Gary, that means you get no points. Because you did not convince me of the truth.
Well, that's a shame, but I had fun.
Will you come back next week, Gary?
I will.
Ah, it'd be grand
I
to see
great
you.
Time.
Chris, you get a point for successfully convincing me of a town in Nebraska with a Western expansion. Matt, I mean, good cricket knowledge.
Thank you. I know nothing about cricket.
Gary, I will point out that I asked the question, what's in Duryat? And your answer wasn't a university or a hall of residence. It was, and I quote, Exeter.
No, you said Duryat, a town in the southwest. What's there? To which I said, Exeter. Was I wrong? I begged the honourable member, did I give a mistruth? It is not my fault if you can't understand your own bloody question.
He has a point.
Gary's going to go off and get a replacement article. We'll see you in a minute. Good luck, chaps. We are talking about Willoughby Run. Gary, I'm going to come to you first. What is Willoughby Run?
It is a creek in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's a surprisingly solid answer.
See, I'm batting you around like a cat. One minute he's all shaky, next he's all confident. But last time I was shaky, I was telling the truth.
That's not how the game's meant to work, Gary.
It's got you on your toes,
yeah,
though,
but,
to be fair.
Yeah. Oh, he's not sure now. But yes, Willoughby Run is a creek in Pennsylvania.
Chris, Willoughby Run.
It is a geological formation on the Willoughby Estate, derived from the sort of thing that is currently happening at the Willoughby Run in Pennsylvania due to erosion.
An eroding river valley. Matt, Willoughby Run.
It is an album by jazz multi-instrumentalist Roland Kirk.
Roland Kirk.
It's a good jazz name.
It's a good jazz name.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Wrong meeting.
Gary, let's start with you.
Yes.
Is there anything in the article other than it's a creek in Pennsylvania?
Adams County.
Adams County.
Pennsylvania. I think it's the Her Creek or the Her River it flows into. As in H-E-R-R, so Mr. River.
All right.
It has a picture of it.
What does it look like? Can you describe it for us?
Well, trees in water.
Trees in water.
Trees in water.
All right.
It's like you get in America, you know, you get shallow water with all trees in it.
All right. This is plausible because I can't, like, in my head there isn't a big connection between, like, run and the name of a river. So I feel like that's not something that would come straight to your head. So, all right, I'll go with that. Chris.
Hello.
You don't have the intelligence to come up with a lie that complex.
No, it's more that...
You idiot spy.
It's more that Chris has the exact same thing, that I don't know, like, run as a river thing is a geological feature. You have some geological knowledge?
A little bit of geological knowledge,
yeah. Yes. Tell me about Willoughby Run.
Willoughby Run is a V-shaped valley formed in Cheshire on the former Willoughby Estate, which dug through the native limestone, which is quite soft, exposing chert nodules for which it is famous.
Exposing what?
Chert nodules.
Could you tell me about chert
nodules? Chert is a very hard rock that forms in weird sort of reniform nodules.
Reniform?
Kidney shaped.
Okay.
Renal.
Yeah. Latin.
He's got a Latin gene.
This guy. Which then get distributed in softer rock when they rest sedimentarily because they don't get eroded as fast as the rock that they came out of.
That's lovely, and I absolutely believe that's true and all from your head and not from the article. Not one bit. A V-shaped... What do you call it? Something valley.
River erosion valley. Two shapes of valleys.
Well, you see, that's all so plausible. Matt, an album by Roland Kirk. Do you know who Roland Kirk is?
No, but I looked on the list of who was in the article. Like, this is like a track list of the album. And the first track was co-written by Burt Bacharach.
Burt Bacharach?
I know. It was Burt Bacharach, and I think they produced the album. What?
Sorry, I just remembered from years ago the phrase Burt Bacharach back sack and crack. And it's just, and I can't tell if that's a joke you're pulling back out of nowhere or if genuinely Roland Kirk worked with Burt Bacharach. Who is Roland Kirk? You could have just made that name up.
I know I could, and I have done every other time, but actually today I haven't made up the name Roland Kirk. It's an actual jazz multi-instrumentalist, and it said, no, this name I'm probably getting wrong, it said that the album was produced by Hal Moomin. I must have got that wrong because it's not Moomin, but it's something similar to that. And I vaguely recognised that name, but I didn't know why, and I didn't follow through to the other article. But he co-wrote some of the songs, and I was scrolling through the track, which was about 10 tracks. Later along in the album, there was a track that was co-written by two Beatles.
Which two?
Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
John Lennon.
It could be an obscure Beatles number they're covering.
Oh, possibly, yeah.
Alright.
Yeah, it was from 65, that album.
Because that would be the right time. I can't remember when the first Beatles records came out. If you've picked the wrong year in the 60s, that's a really obvious clue.
I'm pretty sure it said 65 on the article.
I realise this is the last one we're doing, but in all of the six we've done so far, this is by far the hardest decision.
Oof.
All three of these are plausible.
We finally learnt the game, chaps.
Says you, me and Matt have both scored points.
Chris.
Hello.
I'm going to rule you out.
You.
Because
friend.
I think pretty much everything there has come from your head. The only connection that I can't see there is that run connected to a geological feature. I think you might have pulled this from your geology, so I'm going to rule you out on this one. Matt, I am really tempted to ask the Google assistant that I know you have in here to just play Willoughby Run by Roland Kirk. But actually, Gary, I think you gave few details this time. You didn't come up with something out of nowhere. Gary, I believe you. Am I right?
You are correct.
Yes!
Points for both of you.
Oh! Oh.
And there is Willoughby Run.
Oh, look, that's lovely.
All trees and water.
Hey, it is. It is absolutely all trees and water.
There you go.
Yep, thank you very much, folks. That's the end of the series. We still don't have an outro.
Bye.
But here's something for the end of the video. I knew this was the last one we were doing. I was telling you about the Roland Kirk album, Slightly Latin.
Oh, you're metagaming this. I don't like this.